Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, September 19th, Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are making our way through Joshua. Today we're reading the entire chapter of Joshua chapter 11. And the title in my Bible says, Northern Kings Defeated. You'll remember yesterday that there were five kings that came together to go against Gibeon. And the Gibeonites were the people who made a treaty with Joshua and the Israelites. And so they bowed down to our Lord, our God. And so the Gibeonites came together with Joshua and they were able to defeat the five kings of the Amorites. And today, word about this spreads to Jabin, king of Hazor. Verse 1. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of this, he sent word to Jobab, king of Madon, and to the kings Shimron and Ashshaph, and to the northern kings who were in the mountains, in the Arabah south of Kinnereth, in the western foothills, and in Nepoth Dor on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and the west, to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and Jebusites in the hill country, and to the Hivites below Hermon in the region of Mizpah. They came out with all their troops and a large number of horses and chariots, a huge army as numerous as the sand on the seashore. All these kings joined forces and made camp together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, because by the time tomorrow I will hand all of them slain over to Israel. You are to hamstring their horses and burn their chariots." So Joshua and his whole army came against them suddenly at the waters of Merom and attacked them, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Israel. They defeated them and pursued them all the way to Greater Sidon, to Mizar-Proth-Maim, and to the valley of Mizpah on the east, until no survivors were left. Joshua did to them as the Lord had directed. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots. At that time, Joshua turned back and captured Hazor and put its king to the sword. Hazor had been head of all these kingdoms. Everyone in it they put to the sword. They totally destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breathed, and he burned Hazor itself. Joshua took all these royal cities and their kings and put them to the sword. He totally destroyed them, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded. Yet Israel did not burn any of the cities built on their mounds, except Hazor, which Joshua burned. The Israelites carried off for themselves all the plunder and livestock of these cities. But all the people they put to the sword, until they completely destroyed them, not sparing anyone that breathed. As the Lord commanded his servant Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and Joshua did it. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. So Joshua took this entire land, the hill country, all the Negev, the whole region of Goshen, the western foothills, the Arabah, and the mountains of Israel with their foothills, from Mount Halak, which rises toward Seir, to Baal God in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He captured all their kings and put them to death. Joshua waged war against all these kings for a long time, except for the Hivites living in Gibeon. Not one city made a treaty of peace with the Israelites, who took them all in battle. For it was the Lord himself who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel, so that he might destroy them totally, exterminating them without mercy, as the Lord had commanded Moses. At that time, Joshua went and destroyed the Anakites from the hill country, from Hebron, Debir, and Anab, from the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua totally destroyed them and their towns. No Anakites were left in Israelite territory. Only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod did any survive. So Joshua took the entire land, just as the Lord had directed Moses, and he gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal divisions. Then the land had rest from war. Now let's move on over to the Psalms. If you have a copy of God's Word laying before you, you may see that Psalm 111, Psalm 112, and Psalm 113 all start with the same phrase, praise the Lord. And if you were in contemporary worship yesterday, you may remember Psalm 113 because we did some of this psalm as a call and response. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you His servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. As is our daily rhythm, let us move over to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10. Today we'll read chapter 10, verses 1 through 25, and the title in my Bible says, Jesus Sends Out the 12. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey or extra shirt or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today's Missions Monday, so we want to be praying alongside Natasha and Oleg Turlock and their ministry to many of the Stans and Ukraine and Moldova. They both grew up in Moldova. Now they live in Canada. But this article that I read about Oleg reminded me that 60% of his life is spent in a suitcase because he is on mission. He is sent out by the Lord to be a light and to bring gospel truth to people around the world. And that kind of ties in with our passage from Matthew today. I just want to read you a little excerpt from one of his articles on TurlockMission.com. He says, "Missions always comes at a cost. It means that one leaves their comfort zone and dives into the unexpected. Let us think for a minute. How much does an average person need to survive a day? Not much. A meal or two, a change of clothes, and a text from the scriptures. And if you can live with this, you have a missionary heart. Over 60% of my time in the last 18 years of my mission work, I lived out of a suitcase. This taught me that the focus of my life is not me, but Christ and his work. He means precisely this when he calls us to come and follow him." Missionaries can't take too many things with them while traveling. Reminds us of the verse where Jesus says, don't take gold or extra set of clothes. Only the essentials. The rest becomes a burden. Jesus said to his disciples, whom he was sending out, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. That's from Luke chapter 9. Our Lord meant that the missionary should rely upon the Lord's provision. A great missionary, Hudson Taylor, said, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. Will you pray with me? Father, in these moments, we pray for Natasha and Oleg Turlock and their ministry around the world, and especially to those who are suffering from Ukraine and the refugees in Moldova and the other countries surrounding the Ukraine. We also pray for their family, Lord, because it seems as though with the missionary heart comes a lot of cost. And so we thank you for Oleg, but we pray, Lord, that you would bless him richly. We also pray, Lord, according to the passage from yesterday, the laborers are few, but the harvest is plentiful. Help us, Lord, to develop a missionary heart for ourselves and raise up in our midst those who want to see your kingdom come, not only in our immediate midst, but also in the world. We thank you, Lord, for a great purpose for life. Help us to live into it. We pray through Jesus our Lord. Amen.